I recall Central Park in fall, how you tore your dress, what a mess. I confess, that's not all. Say Ferris, say Ferris, say Ferris Bueller.
What?
Ferris Bueller. They say he's like on the verge of death or something.
Oh, I heard he's sick. My best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend heard from this guy who knows his kid who's going with the girl who saw Ferris pass out of 31 Flavors last night. I guess it's pretty serious.
Well, a group of us are collecting money to buy Ferris Bueller a new kidney, and they run about 50 G's or so. So if you wouldn't mind helping out...
Go piss up a flag.
I'm sorry?
You should be.
What if you need a favor from Ferris Bueller someday? Then where will you be, huh? You heartless wench! If you'd like to help us save Ferris, join us at Ferris Bueller's Minute Off, only from DuelingGenre.com.
Oh, he's very popular, Red. The Sportos and Motorheads, Geeks, Sluts, Bloods, Wastoys, Dweebies, Dickheads. They all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Dueling Genre.
Hello, and welcome back to Rocky Minute, the daily podcast where we're somehow still standing on our feet one limp punch at a time. I'm Doug Greenberg, your host, and I'm all by myself today.
No, you're not. You have other people.
No. Whoa,
oh, wait, where did you guys come from?
The ether.
The ether. Well, my co-host that I normally am with, Jason, is deathly ill. And we don't have time to reschedule recordings at this point, so it's just me hosting by myself, but I'm by myself, but I'm not alone, because with me today is the paterfamilias of House Howell, Jonathan, and his Rocky fanatic son, young Ben Howell. Welcome,
hello,
fellas. Hello.
Oh yeah, we'll be your co-host today because we're strong. Rest in peace, Jason.
Yeah, he's dead.
But if this comes out in the future, I'm sorry you died.
I can't thank you guys enough for sitting second and third chairs today, because this would have been boring if I had to do this all by myself.
It would have been boring.
Yep.
I wouldn't have listened. I would have turned it off.
I'm surprised there are people still listening at this point in our show.
So am I.
Well, today we're knocking out minute 113, which begins with, here we go. And it ends with two exhausted men still punching. So here we go. It is round 15.
Well, first of all, Ben, I wanted you to tell everybody... My son, Ben, is 10 years old. Mm-hmm. He loves Rocky. He wears this Rocky Minute shirt all the time. He's not wearing it right now, so don't at us, bro. But but if you ask him any questions later on, maybe he'll do some trivia for you. But when did you first see Rocky Ben?
Last year.
Yeah? Well, what was the reasoning? Like, what made you watch it?
I don't know. My grandma and grandma just told me to watch a new movie.
And they were just like, let's watch Rocky?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Which was your first intro to the series? Was it Rocky 1?
I watched Rocky 1 just a little bit of it, but my dad told me to watch Rocky 3.
That's right. Watch Rocky 3. It's the best one.
A pit of the fool.
See? He knows who Mr. T is. He's 10 years old.
Just like Jason, I think Mr. T's dead, too.
Oh, no. No, wait. No, no, Mr. T's alive. Mr. T's alive. You're going to make Ben cry.
I'm just joking. So which one is your favorite one?
Two or three, I don't know.
Okay.
I guess two, maybe.
When he's looking into my eyes, it's three. But when he's by himself, it's two.
Because you're casting that threatening gaze at him.
Oh, you better like that one. Well, now, do we like four?
No.
What?
Not that much.
You don't like four?
I mean, it's got the best fight, but...
Yeah, it does.
It's just weird.
You know, you're not alone in that, young Ben. The most hardcore Rocky fans kind of put four down towards the bottom. I guess because it's such a departure from like one and two, which is, you know, the people that were growing up with Rocky, that was the Rocky they knew. But then three came along and then four came along and they got more and more goofy as time went on. So you're not alone. You're not alone.
It's kind of like the Return of the Jedi of the Rocky movies.
Yeah.
Like they made it too cute, too polished. Also, he's very rich.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, the grit is what I think people really like.
But the only difference is Return of the Jedi is actually good.
Yes, that is the difference Return of the Jedi is. Well, wait, but 4 is good.
It's not the best.
Okay. Yeah.
They spend way too much time with the Living in America scene.
Oh, that's...
Oh, yeah?
You're not getting...
Way too much time.
No argument here.
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir.
But we are actually rounding out Rocky 2, so stay focused. Stay focused, yes, Howell.
Stay focused. Stay focused. No,
I blame your dad for that.
Well, this is your favorite movie, and this is the best scene of the movie, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
What's the best scene of Rocky 2?
Always the fights. Every movie, it's the fights, mm-hmm. or what's leading up to the fights, or why he's doing the fight.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just explained Rocky. That's the whole thing about Rocky. Rocky's always, why is he doing the fight?
This is a discussion me and Jay have long been debating throughout this movie. Why is he doing the fight?
Why do you think, Ben?
Adrian's pushing him.
Oh, yeah. He's being pressured to do it.
Something happens.
What happens?
Well, in Rocky 2, he's forced to get out because everyone's calling him a bum for not taking on Apollo again.
Well, Apollo's egging him on definitely played into it a little bit. But our discussion that me and Jason had the whole season long is whether he's doing it because he loves fighting or whether he's doing it because his family needs the money.
I wouldn't say they needed that much, but they were desperate to get some money. Like, desperate enough because Rocky had to give his car to Polly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're talking about what motivates Rocky. I think it was always supposed to be his own inner fire, but as the movies go on, and 3 and 4 is kind of like this, it's not for that. It's kind of for his own rep.
Yeah.
And then vengeance. Like, 4 is vengeance, which is weird. It is weird. Yeah.
He's doing it for both people that died.
Yeah. Absolutely. 4, I mean, which isn't really Rocky's way, but that's the direction 4 takes. But 3, I mean, it starts to like mirror Sylvester Stallone's life, because he himself, he built himself a little ego leading into the 80s when he got on the juice and he chiseled out his body and he started taking all these action films. And, you know, so 3, when the arrogance starts to leak in, I think really mirrors his life. I don't think he intended it that way, but it sure did.
Well, and he turned into a big mishmash pile of human growth hormone there toward the end.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad he's off the sauce again.
Yeah.
He seems to be. I can't tell. Maybe he isn't, but he's doing something different now.
Well, he's in his 70s and he's still alive, which a lot of hardcore steroid users from the past don't make it to 70.
And he's still in good shape.
And he's still in incredible shape, yeah.
Well, remember in Rambo, that last Rambo movie, how gooey he was? Like, he was just a big ball of dough. Mm-hmm. Like, he had no definition. Mm-hmm. He was just, I don't know.
It was a toe. Wrap it up.
He's still working out like a beast, though.
He is. He is working out. I wish I worked out that much. How about you? I know Doug does. Doug is buff.
It's never too late.
Did you know that?
No.
Take your shirt off, Doug. Show Ben. No, show Ben what you like.
No. Why?
Why, Doug? Doug, put your shirt back on. He doesn't want to see this.
I'm only 10 years old.
Stop. Oh, the horror.
The horror.
Oh, my God. Someone call Child Protective Services.
Oh, man. Well, thank you for that. I didn't know you could make a guy blush on his own podcast. So here we are. We're in the 15th round, and Apollo Creed is going for the knockout, which at this point, his trainer wants him to stay away because if he stays away from Rocky, he'll run out the clock and then he'll win by points.
How many rounds at this point had he won? I know you guys have done every minute.
Most.
Yeah, he's won most of them?
Almost all of them. I think they gave...
Okay.
Rocky's getting most of the gut shots.
Okay.
And that's what's breaking Apollo down.
I think one of the... when they go to that weird, like, dreamlike slow motion sequences, they gave him one of those rounds. And I think they gave him one other one, but that's really it.
So it's right now it's like 12 or 13 to 2.
Yeah, easily.
Okay.
Apollo's got this one.
All right. I remember when this movie came out when I was a little kid, but I remember liking this one better. The first one I didn't understand as much. Did you get it, Ben, when he didn't win, but he's still the hero? Like the first one, he loses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Apollo won, but he didn't beat him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Whereas in this one, he wins. Kind of. You guys can talk about that in later minutes, but he kind of wins. He basically stands up before Apollo. It's not that he beat him. He was just had more whatever. What is it?
Momentum.
Momentum. And he stood back up.
Mm-hmm.
And they call. Although, I mean, again, you're going to talk about this later. I don't think they would have called this fight for Rocky. I think they would have made both of them like, are you okay, Rock? Because he's not even up. He's like staggering.
Yeah.
Again, that's later this week.
Yeah. Well, we also point out, too, that there are many, many, many times where this fight should have been called by the ref. But, you know, I mean, it's a movie and it doesn't matter how bad the beating is. They're still going to see it through.
Did they reuse a crowd from the old movie or use some of this crowd in later movies? Because that guy, we keep watching this on a loop.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy with like these really funny glasses.
Tony.
Yeah, Tony.
Tony Gazzo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he in later movies?
It's a different actor.
Because I could have sworn that I've seen him in other later movies.
Yeah, he's in Creed 1. He's one of the guys on his ringside.
Oh,
wait. Wait, Tony Gazzo from the crowd, like his Lone Sharkin' boss?
Yeah.
He actually canonically dies in Rocky 4.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was he standing behind Apollo when he got punched? And he got punched as well? He hit Apollo Creed so hard that it killed his bookie?
Hold on a second. I don't even see him in this. Yeah, I don't even see him in this minute.
It's in the crowd. See, not the crowd that's behind them, but when they go to the shot. Because we're doing, ours says 114. That's right. You said 113. It's one. We're at 114. Just so you know.
Oh boy. Did I?
Are you one off?
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. We can just move along and we'll make it into the 113. Send me 113 real quick, and we could do it. It's all boxing, so.
Yeah, I don't know why. What the hell? How did that happen?
Yeah, just forward it to us and we'll do it. Because what we've talked about so far has not been the minute.
That's my bad. All right, coming at you. The wheels have come off in these last couple of weeks here.
It's more punching, so we'll be fine.
Yeah, this is like the very start of round 15 here. So, I mean, the round starts off with Apollo taking some more shots at Rocky. And here now, Mickey yells now. This kind of reminded me a little bit of Rocky IV when the Russian trainer yells something in Russian.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know what he's saying, but I assume it's hit him really hard.
And he does. But here it
says, the crowd's cheering for him, you idiot. The crowd's cheering for him, you idiot.
Right, so Mickey yells now, and then Rocky comes back with his own barrage. And he drives Apollo Creed across the entire ring. And I love this. I love Carl Weathers' acting in this.
It's really good. We don't see good getting punched until later on with Mr. T. I think Mr. T is my favorite getting punched, like, actor.
Yeah. just the bald mohawk.
It, like,
the mohawk just flying to the side.
Yeah.
I like Ivan Drago's the best.
Oh, yeah?
He acts like he doesn't even feel it. He just stands there.
And, he smiles at him.
In the Apollo Creed versus Ivan Drago, he doesn't even put his hand up in the first 30 seconds. He just dodges them.
It's like Rocky.
There's nothing.
It's like Rocky's defense. There is none.
Yeah, at this point, yeah, this is still before he's changed his style, so it's kind of fun to watch, being such lovers of three,
mm-hmm.
where he completely changes his... He looks like a middleweight. You know, they change his whole...
190.
Yeah. What is he, 190?
Before he was 200 and something.
He's 202.
207 pounds.
I think 190 in Rocky III, right?
Yeah.
By the way, there's no way in hell he's 190 pounds.
No.
He's
not cut like that. I mean,
he's not a big guy.
He's easily 200.
He's only...
Too much buffness.
Oh, you think he's less?
Yeah.
What do you think he is?
In Rocky III?
Yeah.
Rocky III, I'd say he's about 170, 175 pounds.
No.
Really?
Then he wouldn't really be there.
I know, but
well, that's the joke.
I think that Sylvester Stallone kind of portrays Rocky as a bigger man than Sylvester Stallone really is. Because he's only, height-wise, he's only about 5'9 or 5'10. And he is so lean in Rocky III that a guy that tall or that short with that much lean muscle mass, I don't think he's any bigger than 175.
I wouldn't know anything about leading actors who are too small. Tom Cruise is 6'5". We all know that.
Danny DeVito's 4'10".
Why'd you go to Danny DeVito?
I don't know.
That's awesome.
Jonathan, I thought you were going to say that you don't know anything about lean muscle mass.
I also don't know anything about lean muscle mass or working out or being fit. Yeah, this is a good minute. What's your favorite part of this minute? You know what? I never ask my guests this. We should ask people more. What's your favorite part of this minute? Ben, what's your favorite part of this minute?
Talking about the minute.
Oh, that's good.
No, I mean like in the movie. Like in movie.
Oh, in the movie.
Yeah, in this minute.
My favorite part probably has to be like Mickey saying now and Rocky getting all the momentum. It's like he feels Adrian screaming his name.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she's not even there.
And why is Adrian not there, Ben?
We don't know.
So the doctor told her to stay home.
This is back when doctors told people to not go do things because you were frail.
And the people actually listened?
Yeah. This is also the time when people said that if you ate more red meat that you could get more blood from that. So, you know, it's probably not the best folksy wisdom coming out of the doctor. You shouldn't go in there. You're too frail. You'll fall over from the smell alone. I don't know why Mick is also her doctor, I assume. Mick is an OBGYN, right?
Yeah, in his spare time.
I didn't follow.
That's okay. You don't need to know what an OBGYN is, Ben. Don't worry about it.
I even know all the letters you said.
OBGYN. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Moving on.
So
we haven't had that talk yet. Go on.
So twice in this minute, Mickey does that thing where he yells now, and then Rocky comes back with a couple of good shots. Apollo's getting toasted right now.
Yeah. This is the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
He's really just trying to just stay awake, not trying to get the knockout. He's just trying to stay awake. Even if he does stay awake, he still regains the title.
Mm-hmm. If he stays away, he keeps the title, but that's not going to be good enough for Apollo Creed.
It's enough, though, but he's still trying to go for the knockout.
Well, we asked our guests yesterday. Right now, Apollo Creed, let's say Apollo Creed wins. Let's say he does knock Rocky down. He went into this fight saying that he wanted to knock Rocky out in two. He wanted to show to everybody that the first fight was a fluke. So that whole, like, showing everybody it's a fluke and knock Rocky out in two, that ship has already sailed.
Yeah, I mean, if he still wins, I guess no one will care, right?
No. They'll just say that it's, like, they still will treat him with the respect that he had before.
Oh, yeah. I don't think if Apollo wins this fight, no one will be like, yeah, you won, but
right,
you didn't knock him out in two, big mouth.
You're right. I think he holds on to his respect. But how about him? Like, can he let it go a second time?
No.
No, right? This still.
We know that. In the third movie, he can't let it go.
Yeah. Yeah, right. That's true.
Guys like this can never let it go. He can't let it go in four. That's what kills him. It's this fight. This, basically, we're going to make any minute that we're on very important. This is the moment when Apollo Creed dies. He's dying right now because he's being beaten. And once he's beaten, he's never the same. Even though he's, you know, happy and jovial, mm-hmm. he's never the same again.
Like, at the beginning, the fourth one, he's, like, when Rocky's asking him, I thought you said you let go of that, of the fight when Rocky won.
Mm-hmm.
He just said, no, I lied.
I lied, yeah. I lied. His speech in Rocky IV about the warrior might as well be dead, I can't wait to get to that, because that right there might be my favorite part of Rocky IV. You know, as an adult, as a kid, I love the fighting and love the montages, but like that whole speech, like it really gives you a look inside Apollo Creed's mindset. And you can understand why he was the way he was at the beginning of Rocky II.
Well, he's the last at this point. This was the last war. This was the last thing left from a warrior society, mm-hmm. boxing. Mm-hmm. This is before MMA. And we added all this new stuff that can kill you.
Right.
I mean, now we look at boxing. We're like, it seems pretty tame. It's not, I mean, you're not, you know, a guy's not going to Superman kick or jump, punch you across the ring, punch you with his bare fist, and then kick you in the groin.
Right.
So you're like, eh. So at the time, I remember boxers, I mean, well, this is the end of the 70s. The boxing from the 20s to the 70s is probably the heyday
yeah.
of when, you know, all the big guys, like all the famous boxers. I mean, there have been famous boxers since, of course, but
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah,
Muhammad Ali. Rocky Marciano.
All right, the minute pretty much just rounds out with the two of them in the middle of the ring exchanging punches, and then the minute ends.
Yeah. Can we talk about those cops? Have you talked about all the biker cops that are all standing around the ring?
Oh, with the riot/motorcycle helmets on?
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, yeah, right there.
Is that riot gear? Is that what that is? Do you think that's what it...
Well, the riot,
you know,
the riot gear begins and ends with the helmet because they're not wearing like tack vests or anything like that. I don't know what they are.
They look, to me, they're either motorcycle cops or they're mounted policemen, right?
Oh, maybe mounted.
I can't see their like puffy pants.
Yeah.
What are those called, Doug? Do they have a name?
I don't know. Whatever the
Well, you described it pretty well. Puffy pants.
Yeah.
Puffy pants.
Doug.
Yeah.
Well, Doug's a cop. So he would know if they have puffy pants or not. Do you guys have puffy pants?
No, we don't. We don't have puffy pants.
Huh.
We don't have mounted police.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
You should. That'd be awesome. in your town, that'd be awesome. Just mounted police for no reason.
We're like a suburb of New York City. I don't know how
that would be awesome. aren't there ones in New York?
Oh yeah, there are. So that really that argument doesn't really hold.
Yeah, because we got them here too in Chicago.
We do.
Yeah, we have mounted policemen. Did you know that? They're puffy pants out there right now. we also have bicycle cops, which are pretty.
I
lame.
Never see those.
They're wearing shorts. It loses a lot of its luster.
You ever see Reno 911?
No, he hasn't seen Reno 911. You ever watch that USA show? What was it called? Something Blue? There was a bike cop show.
Red, White, and Blue.
I don't remember what it is. I'll look it up. We can keep talking.
I don't know that
Pacific
one.
Blue? Pacific Blue.
Pacific Rim?
Not Pacific Rim. That's,
I know.
Those aren't cops. Those are kaiju.
They could.
So, Ben, you being the youngest guest that we've had on the show and the youngest Rocky fan that I know of.
Maybe the youngest guest in MXM history.
Maybe. Actually, that could very well be. I want to test your knowledge. I want to test your knowledge of the Rocky movies.
Okay.
Now, listen, don't worry, because any questions you get wrong, I'll cut out and make it look like you got 100% anyway. So.
Hey.
Hey.
Smartest guy in the world.
You're talking his language.
All right. Question number one. What age was Rocky in the first movie? Was he 25 years old, 30 years old, 35 years old, or 40 years old?
25 years old.
He's actually 30, but that's...
What?
Yeah, I don't know if it's ever...
All right, now you got to take off your shirt for Doug.
No.
I don't know when that's...
Are these the rules? These seem like weird rules that you brought up. Why are you only texting me these rules and not saying them on the podcast? That's weird.
Well, Jonathan,
wait
till you get one wrong. This is...
Well, I'm starting with pants, so don't worry.
Yeah, it's strip trivia here.
Oh, God.
All right, I don't think that question was fair, so we'll skip that one.
All right, cut that one out. Start over.
All right. Yeah. Question number 1A. What did little Marie say to Rocky after he had walked her? No, we're going to skip that one, right?
Yes.
No, I know it.
Oh, you do?
Screw you, creepo.
Get the life, boy.
Wow. He knows it.
Kid's swearing. You know, I mean, these cover all the movies. Should I?
Yeah, it's all fine. He's fine with all of them.
Okay. In Rocky IV, who killed Apollo Creed?
Seriously? Ivan Drago.
His own pride.
Ivan Drago.
I mean, these are multiple choice, but this.
Ivan Drago. It's so simple. Don't give me multiple choice unless it's that hard.
This also spells Apollo, APPOLLO. So.
Oh, yeah. It's not great. Look, these websites are not good.
This is very much suspect. Who was Robert, Rocky's son, jealous of in Rocky V?
Tommy Gunn.
Tommy the Machine Gunn.
Nice.
All right, back to Rocky 1. Do you know what made Apollo Creed pick Rocky to fight him? Was it A, his strength, B, his hair?
He was a South Poler.
A South what?
South Poler.
Oh, a South Poler. Well,
Southpaw?
A South Poler. South Poler? Well, that's not one of the Choices.
What?
Should have left the choices. Always let the choices.
C, pity, or D, his nickname.
His nickname, the Italian Stallion.
The Italian Stallion.
Apollo Creed versus the Italian Stallion. And
sounds like
Apollo
what?
Says, quote unquote, sounds like a damn monster movie.
Jesus!
Oh,
his kid in his that's language.
What, that's what he said.
Hopefully someday there'll be some merch to go along with that.
Yeah, hopefully.
Someday, I don't know.
Oh, you could tell mom's not home. She wouldn't allow that kind of language.
A language?
We talk weird in New Jersey. In what U.S. city does Rocky live?
Philadelphia.
Nice.
Philadelphia.
Nice.
In Rocky 3, what did the city of Philadelphia present to Rocky?
A statue of him.
A statue. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, back to Rocky 3. What city did Rocky train in Rocky 3? Hmm. This is a trick question.
Take it back.
Take
it back.
The choices are
the dump.
Philadelphia.
You're gonna get shot.
Los Angeles, Miami, Newark. Hey, Newark, New Jersey. Or Las Vegas.
New Jersey, I think. No, it's New York. What?
New
I don't know.
New York wasn't one of the choices. He actually goes to Apollo Creed's home city to train, which is Los Angeles.
All right, take off your pants.
Stop. I thought you said Las Vegas.
He also said Los Angeles.
I didn't hear him say Los Angeles.
Okay.
Maybe because your dad was talking.
Yeah, okay, let's go with that. I'll take my pants off. My pants are coming off.
The horror. Oh, man. Okay, that's an easy one. What?
Wrap up with like a good one.
Okay.
Who led an Apollo Creed in Rocky IV?
All right. In Rocky I, where did Mr. Gazzo's driver suggest Rocky take Adrian on their first date?
Take it to the zoo.
Attaboy.
I wouldn't even know that. I think I kind of know that from listening to your podcast, but I wouldn't. For some reason, I'm either out of the room or asleep whenever the zoo part of the movie.
Take me to the zoo.
I never remember the zoo stuff.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what my problem is.
Well, he doesn't. Here's part B to that question. Where did Rocky actually take her on their first date?
Ice rink.
That's right.
Ice skating rink.
All right. Nailed it.
And bribed the guy there with $10.
$10 for 10 minutes. I'm impressed. You shone through.
Are there any more?
We do them later. We'll do them later.
Yeah, okay. Your dad's hungry.
All right. Wait.
One quick last one. What was the name of Rocky's dog?
Budkiss.
Budkiss.
And there's also Moby Dick and Cuff and Link.
Damn, that's all his pets. Moby Dick was the fish. Cuff and Link.
Yeah.
The turtles. I hear they make They make great soup. All right. Well, look, you, Ben, young Ben, have done us proud here at Rocky Minute. I'm proud to say that a young lad of 10 years old is really taking it into the next generation, because I think it's movies like this are getting lost on the younger generation. So it's my hat is off to you, son.
I mean, it's good parenting is what it is.
No, he's a Rocky fan in spite of his parents.
What?
You didn't even introduce me to Rocky.
I did introduce you to Rocky.
No, I watched the first part.
You watched it out of boredom at your grandparents' house, and you loved it.
The first one was dumb in the beginning. I didn't know who the heck Stallone was.
And now, hey, haven't we watched other... we've watched Twins. That's a whole other thing.
Stallone isn't in Twins.
I know.
He should have been.
Zookeeper. He's in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep, Zookeeper, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Everything else he can't watch. We run up against
over
a wall.
Over the top.
Over the top. We've watched that a million times.
Yeah.
What we found is that there are not a lot of PG Stallone movies. So
that is true. That is true, especially going.
We're just waiting on him to age a couple of years, and then we'll watch Cliffhanger and some other stuff.
Okay.
Rambo 2. Probably not Rambo for a little while. That's a heavy movie. But Rambo 2 you can watch.
Okay. Yeah, Rambo 2 is like a cupcake type, you know.
Yeah, it's a little more. It's a Rocky 3 of Rambo movies.
Yeah, it's
two.
All right. So, Jonathan, why don't you let our fans know where else they can hear your voice?
Well, you can hear my voice and sometimes Ben, because he will be on this season, at Minute Impossible. We do a show about the movie Mission Impossible 1 minute at a time, just like you guys do Rocky. Hmm. It's pretty, you've been on, not this season yet.
Not yet.
But not yet. Well, you're busy. You're always working, Doug.
Well, we're wrapping up Rocky 2, so now my calendar is wide open.
Okay. Message received, Doug. No problem.
Loud and clear.
Yeah, we're over at MinuteImpossible.com. Go and find our Facebook group, The Impossible Minute Force, which as of this taping, Facebook's barely working. So maybe Facebook will be broken by the time this airs. We'll see.
Yeah, he should put some of those $4 billion into his product.
Into infrastructure, yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, find us there. And Ben's on there.
On the Impossible Minute Force?
No, God, no. No, he's not at Facebook. No, he's sometimes on the show.
All right. We're Rocky Minute everywhere you can find us, all the social media platforms, maybe Facebook if it's not broken still. DuelingGenre.com is our host website. And yeah, check your podcatchers. Just put in Rocky Minute and we're going to pop right up. All right, everybody. Well, thanks again, Jonathan and Ben, for joining us, joining me. And hopefully Jay's better for tomorrow.
Hopefully.
That sounds like you're wishing him to die, Ben.
I just said it. I hope he's no.
If he's listen, if he's not better, then I'll have an opening for a guest host. So
yes,
for a co-host.
Ben's free most nights. Just so you know,
he has a more liberal schedule than I do.
He really does. He really does. He's accommodating.
Awesome. All right, everybody. Well, have a wonderful night, and I'll see you tomorrow on a brand new episode of Rocky Minute.
What are we waiting for? Take this.
Yo, Adrian.
I did it.
Perfect.